Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 9th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning. It's a joy to take a few moments to share with you on this beautiful Thursday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, with a message that is on our heartation to faith. A bit unusual that Brooksine will read in a moment. It's taken directly from an account in Acts chapter 13. Verse 10.
With Paul declaring, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceits and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord?"
Well, we realize that's quite a verse to begin an encouragement with. And today's encouragement will be a bit different than most others. There's a tendency to limit the word encouragement to the sense of heartwarming or positively inspirational. And it indeed is our desire that the vast majority of these daily messages come across that way. However, this ministry is fundamentally based on a simple command of Scripture. It's Hebrews 3 verse 13 that states, "Encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." The word translated encourage here also has the sense of to warn, admonish, or urge. In fact, the King James Version translates it exhort. The purpose of this is that the recipient of encouragement, whether then or now, will not be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Well, our hearts are hurting today due to sin's deceitfulness in our world. We have purposely chosen this rather unusual verse to comment on today. We, in fact, in the post have a link to the context, which is Acts 13, 1 through 10.
On his first missionary journey, Paul and Barnabas were in the city of Paphos on the western tip of the island of Cyprus. Sergius Paulus, or the proconsul, which is also a government official, summoned for Paul and Barnabas because he wanted to hear the word of God. What a great joy it must have been to have a leading government official with an earnest desire to hear God's messengers expound on the word of God.
But Olivas, the sorcerer, for that is what his name means, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Indicates he must have already been making some interest in the things of the Lord. What a rascal this Olivas was. Just as the seed of truth was being planted in this man's heart, Olivas sought to pluck it out.
In verse 9 it reads, "Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Olivas. Timidity did not overtake him, but he dealt with the opposing force with spirit-filled boldness."
He forthrightly spoke out to this sorcerer, and this was our daily text, and I read it again. "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceits and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord?"
Today, Paul's words may sound so harsh and unkind to many. He didn't undergo sensitivity training that embraces many schools of thought. Instead, he was trained by the Holy Spirit with the Scriptures as his textbook. He didn't practice the mealy-mouth sensitivity, non-judgmental, tolerance, and diversity toward Olivas and people like him so common in Paul's day and in our own day.
But he was doing what preachers and all true men and women of God should do when confronting evil. For the sake of Sergius Paulus and the other hearers, and for the integrity of the gospel, Paul spoke the truth boldly. He called evil, evil, in the boldest way.
We are distressed as we see so many people being hardened by sin's deceitfulness in our day, and the impact of culture can readily be seen in the church. There are so many Olivas-like people bearing these characteristics. There are four of them. Children of the devil, enemies of everything that is right, full of all kinds of deceit and trickery, and lastly, perverting the right ways of the Lord. Consider these verses. The prophet Isaiah wrote, and I quote from Isaiah 5:20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." Micah wrote of those who hate good and love evil in chapter 3, verse 2 of his book. And the people during Malachi's time had wearied the Lord with the convoluted notion that everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. And that is Malachi 2:17.
May God help us to boldly stand firm and contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We urge, exhort, and warn you to be on your guard against the hardening effects of sin's deceitfulness. This is our exhortation to faithfulness today.
Let's pray together. And as I pray, this is really kind of the rest of the story is told in the verses that we didn't share today. Father, we learn from Paul's experience that when your hand is against the evil perpetrator, there are consequences. When you temporarily blinded the sorcerer so that he could not see the light of the sun, he came to rely not on his own guidance, but was at the mercy of those who would lead him by the hand, perhaps even Paul. You use this harsh experience to bring the government official to faith, for he was amazed at the teaching you brought about. The teaching went beyond just theory, but was revealed illustratively. Help us not to fear our enemies, but to boldly speak the truth to them, and then commit them to your judgment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Help us to be bold contenders for truth today. We are grateful for this opportunity to exhort you to faithfulness. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We post this message each weekday up to the site, and then it's archived as a previous message day by day. We've been writing these messages actually since 1996, and they've been archived since the early part of 2005 on the website. Well, this is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, July 9th, 2009. We do have, and it was pretty hard to find suggested songs today. I found an old song, though, called Two Roads. It really indicates the two choices we have in life. And then just a beautiful instrumental version of the great hymn, He Leadeth Me. It's actually only a part of the entire song, but I liked it, and I put it up because it's kind of beautiful music. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to faithfully obey and serve the Lord.